Page 76.
Bill dragged Oliver down many alleys and then out of the city. They had walked for 2 hours before they finally reached a house in the countryside. They hid and waited until the clock struck midnight and all the lights in the house were turned off. Bill dragged Oliver over to one of the windows.
"See that lock on the door? Go and open it for me."
Oliver nodded, scared of Bill and his gun. Bill helped Oliver through the window and told him that he would point the pistol at him the whole way. When the door was open, Bill ran into the house. Oliver stood there, shaking. He couldn't stand the thought that he was part of a robbery and decided to do something about it. He dropped the light that he was holding. Instantly, he heard footsteps on the floor above him. When Bill arrived at the door, he screamed at Oliver,
"What have you done, you fool?"
Suddenly, two gunshots were fired. One shot hit Oliver in the arm. Bill grabbed him and dragged him out of the house as fast as he could to get away. But it wasn't fast enough.
"You're too slow," he told Oliver. "You can die here," he said, throwing him in a ditch and running away.
Oliver lay there, cold and hurt, and could not move at all. When Bill came home, Nancy came running to him.
"Where's Oliver?" she asked.
Bill did not answer and looked unhappy. Nancy asked again,
"Bill, what did you do?"
Bill growled and said, "I left him. He sold me out. He's lying in a ditch somewhere, getting what he deserves." Nancy took her coat and ran outside without saying a word to Bill.
"Go after her," Bill shouted to his dog.
Nancy ran and ran until she found Oliver lying in his own blood. Oliver was very grateful for Nancy's kindness. Nancy told Oliver that she had found his friend, Mr. Brownlow, and was going to take Oliver to him. "We're going to meet him at dawn on the London Bridge," she said. Oliver could not believe the great news.
"Come with me, Nancy. Mr. Brownlow will take care of you, too," he said.
"No, I can't," she replied. "I have been a thief all my life. It's too late for me to change. Besides, Bill needs me." Together, Oliver and Nancy walked from the countryside to the London Bridge, trying to get there before dawn. Neither of them noticed the dog that followed them, or the man behind the dog. Finally, they were at the bridge. Oliver was so happy to see Mr. Brownlow that he hurried to him as fast as he could, holding his bloody arm. When he was halfway to Mr. Brownlow, he heard Nancy cry,
"No, Bill, please, no!